Start the season with great connections. See if you qualify for free internet through the FCC's Affordable Connectivity Program. Credit typically begins within one bill cycle. Limited time program and subject to change. Other restrictions apply. Learn more at cox.com/ACP. Holidays mean family and movies. Gather together to stream traditional favorites or the latest shows on popular apps like Hulu, Disney Plus, HBO Max, and Peacock on Contour Stream Player. Learn more at cox.com.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. Gatos and Chad.
Talking Pigskin with Polly. Brought to you by Day and Night Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Serving the Valley for 40 years. The difference is day and night.
That's right, Polly Pigskin. Cardinals sideline reporter joins us every Monday. We talk a little football. Polly, how are you today?
Not bad. Even better if you're Amazon Prime, because the Cardinals, they saved America from bad ball on Thursday night. We're sick and tired as a nation, were we not, of 12-7 finals and 12-9 finals. So somebody somewhere had to put up a 40-burger, and it was the Cardinals.
And you know, the great news about that is we figured out what the problem was with the Cardinals. It was Gatos going to the games. He doesn't go to the game. They put a 40.
I know. I sold my tickets. There's cause and effect. Look at the correlation right there. I was not aware of that. Thank you very much, Chad. I'm going to write that down right here. I got this.
Okay. Actually, that's hot garbage. That's total hot garbage. I'll tell you why the Cardinals won. It's what I told you a few weeks ago. Open the roof. So they did. They opened the roof and they won. So I'm taking a W on that.
Okay, that's great. That's right. Gatos wasn't there, but he's still taking credit for the W. That's amazing. Like he can only do around here. You know what? You're the guy who sold your tickets. You're the guy who shouldn't have the right to buy your tickets. Again, I'm putting your name down in this list with a big red mark under it.
Oh, Paulie Pigskin is joining us on a Monday.
Here's what happened. Okay. D-Hop came back. Okay, yep. D-Hop came back. He's not just a wide receiver extraordinaire. The dude is a walking mentality because he permeates accountability. He's the guy on the sideline who's talking to everyone. He's the guy who's talking in the huddle, as players told me later. He's the one telling everyone, look, here's how it's supposed to be. Here's how you're supposed to play. He's the one who orchestrated a players-only meeting going into that game where he made Kyler Murray the first player to talk to the team because he's the quarterback and the face of the franchise and got the franchise record contract. So it's amazing how one player can make such a difference on and off the field, and that guy was D-Hop.
All right, Paul Cavici is joining us. Was it the play on the field, or was it the intangibles off the field that really changed things for the Cardinals? We talk about DeAndre Hopkins, their star wide receiver.
Well, it definitely was a little bit of both. And I told you guys before, I firmly thought this is a team that the last 2 years was hot out of the gates, right? They, like the Giants this year, they're 6-1, right? Okay, great. What do you get for that? Absolutely nothing. So they've come to realize that you just need to stay in the pack. It's sort of like that college course you took, right? I don't need to ace the exam. We're grading on a curve. I just need to be better than you going into the final exam, and then I'm going to flip the switch. Mm. I firmly think that's how the Cardinals are treating this season to a degree, especially pending the return of DeAndre Hopkins. He's back. And then guess what? You're only a game out of first place for all the bad ball that we've seen at times in inconsistent football. So we'll see. We'll see where this goes. If you can stay healthy, if you can gradually get better, and then boom, you know, you get that offensive line intact. Mm. And then look at some of the young players coming along. Did you guys see the meme of Marco Wilson after that pick where he's flying through the air behind Andy Dalton?
It's great.
As someone who was field level, the only thing I can liken that sort of athleticism to is if you ever been to a circus and they shoot the dude out of the cannon, the human cannonball, and he goes flying across the big top into the net. That's what Marco Wilson looked like. It was absurd.
That was it was very entertaining. But again, I look up and I think, man, they scored a lot of points on defense and the offense. It wasn't like they were just crushing it.
No. And you know what? Once they get James Conner back, they're looking forward to that. Here's something, though. We talked to Cliff Kingsbury earlier today on his TV show, and he told us they did something they haven't done a whole lot of. They huddled quite a bit. And he actually liked it. He thought it settled down a lot of the guys on offense, especially some of the newcomers, right? Guys getting reps for the first time, like a Cody Ford, the left guard, Billy Price, the center, because they're banged up on the O-line. When they huddled, guys actually got a little more calm, a little more settled, and they got a little more production out of that. So, you know, for everything that we hear about the air raid, the Cardinals have run the ball like you wouldn't believe. That's the 41st time under Cliff Kingsbury since 2019 they've run for over 100 yards. Only two other teams have more rushing yards or 100-yard games since then. So there's a lot of misnomers about how they go about offense, and I think they're also still discovering something about some of the guys they have in this huddle, and they are going to huddle up a lot more, and it did make a difference in that Thursday night game.
All right, Paulie, have fun in Minnesota freezing your butt off. Thanks for joining us.
So once again, you're not there, and you're saying you're taking credit for the dub. That's good. That's okay.
Tyrone, you know that.
I'm going to send D-Hop over to hold you accountable is what I'm going to do.
All right. Yeah. See you, Paulie.
Yeah. Okay, Paulie, see you guys.
Pigskin.
You've been listening to Pigskin with Paulie on the Gatos and Chad Show. Brought to you by Day and Night Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Serving the Valley for 40 years. The difference is day and night. Hey!